It's called neuroimaging, and that's a fancy way of saying scientists are reading your mind.
If you see any kind of futuristic movie where they have these brain scanners and they're kind of reading out people's thoughts, that is kind of what we're doing.
Marvin Chun is a professor of psychology and neurobiology at Yale, and he recently teamed up with a former student, Alan Cohen, who presented him with an interesting question. Is it possible to reconstruct a face using nothing more than someone's memory? To do this, Chun did two things. First, he built up a library of brain data, showing test subjects 300 different training faces and recording brain activity elicited by each. Then he built up a database of face data, projecting his training faces onto computer models.
They're basically mathematical descriptions or summaries of different facial features or what we would call components.
In his study, Chun then showed test subjects new faces and used his brain data and face data to predict and reconstruct the image locked inside the viewer's mind. Think of him as a really tech-savvy police sketch artist.
What people actually see are real faces. And what we generate are our guesses, our pictures of faces that we think are most closely matched to what we think people were looking at.
Chun says the study has a lot of immediate practical implications, like helping scientists better understand how the brains of autistic children and people with face blindness work. Then there are the long-term implications, the stuff you see in movies.
You know, I watched the movie Divergent recently, even right before a paper came out, and they have this sequence where they're reading out, you know, their people's thoughts using brain scanners. And I think our work is a step towards that futuristic reality.
The study appeared in the March edition of the journal Neuroimage. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.